Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs, and it is my absolute privilege to be on tonight's Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call with you on the first Tuesday of May 2016. It is officially spring and almost summer. Winter is over. Great time to be a business owner. Anytime is a great time to be a business owner, entrepreneur, and free enterprise, but nothing like when spring arrives. So I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's call. Tonight's call is being officially recorded and will be available for playback at noon Eastern Standard Time. We send out a message on Facebook letting you know that the recorded call is available for you to download and access. You can also find it on Podomatic, and you can find some of my older calls on Archive Calls, an icon on my website, www.goldenmastermind.com. If you're on this call for the first time and someone referred you to this call, we'll thank them because we have great guests on this call. Tonight's guest is Mr. Scott Aaron. Scott is a first-class human being, and he absolutely is crushing training for LinkedIn. Scott is a world-class coach, an exceptional human being, and I'm going to be bringing Scott out here in just a few moments. Scott, are you on the call with me?
I'm here, Jeff.
Good to have you on tonight's call, Scott. I'm going to cover a few announcements, and I know that people are really, really inspired to hear tonight's content, specifically on how to create leads online in a very, very exceptional niche that you are one of the best in, LinkedIn, among many other ways that you're an exceptional entrepreneur. So it'll be just a few minutes, Scott. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements. If you're on tonight's call and you've never had the opportunity to experience a 15-minute coaching call with me and you are considering hiring me, I offer that opportunity if at some point you've considered hiring me. You may contact me directly for that opportunity at 209-932-0227, or you can Facebook message me and send me your phone number, and I will get back to you for a free 15-minute coaching call. If you're on this call, like I said, for the first time, this is going to be a great call for you, and I've had many, many great guests on this call. In the future, I will have Alexis Romano, C.G. Siddons, and several other exceptional women who are going to be speaking on my call. I'm going to have Mr. Marty Egger, who is a multiple seven-figure income earner, and he's built organizations in multiple countries. Marty is a story that is absolutely worth hearing. Marty is rock bottom. It's one of those stories that's gone from the outhouse to the penthouse back and forth a few times, and is absolutely crushing it in free enterprise as a speaker, coach, and entrepreneur. This Saturday, I'll be hosting my 6th anniversary of the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. It will be in Stockton, California. It's a 2.5-day event, a very intimate event for 20 people. My next event, for those of you who I have coached, come to Breakthroughs to Success and purchase that ticket, will be the first week of November. Mr. Scott Aaron will also be one of the featured speakers at that event. And that is an event that really assists you to understand how to internet market, build a brand, create leads online, effectively speak, communicate, articulate your feelings into words, how to build a brand, how to write a book, how to blog, how to write effective sales copy, and how to be a world-class entrepreneur. I've been hosting that event for 6 years. It is reserved for my coaching clients, people who have attended Breakthroughs to Success and want to move forward in their career online, etc. Next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, I will be in Long Island, New York. I want to thank Kelly Bartoletti and Joy Schoenholtz, who for the last 3 years have consistently brought me to the beautiful Long Island, specifically in Huntington. I will be there Saturday, May 14th, with Don Baron Ferrantino. May 21st, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. June 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. June 18th, and I want to thank Chrissy Napolitano for bringing me to White Plains, New York, and also Ryan Graham, who's going to be bringing me to Atlanta, Georgia, and Mr. Joe DiBianca in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On June 25th, I'm about to put this on the board, but I'm in the process of booking Orlando, Florida. That is June 25th. Colleen Olitsky and Allison Schlitt are going to be bringing me to Orlando, Florida, and that's going to be a fantastic opportunity. I haven't spoken to Orlando for 2 years. Bozeman, Montana, July 9th. I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on July 23rd. July 30th, I'll be in Los Angeles, California. And August 20th, I'm also about to put the pen to paper. I will be in Albany, New York. So those are some of the places that I will be. I don't have them up, all of them on my website yet, but a couple of those are tentative. The June 25th, Orlando and Albany are about to become realities. That is Albany, August 20th, and Orlando, June 25th. With that, we're going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. It is my unequivocal privilege to bring to you, for the first time ever on a More Heart Than Talent Mindset call, Scott Aaron. Scott, through 6 degrees of separation, was introduced to me by one of my best friends, one of my best coaching clients, one of my best collaborators and best business partners, Mr. Joe DiBianca. Over 3 years ago in New Jersey, Scott was introduced to me through 6 degrees of separation of Joe DiBianca. Joe and Scott have been very good friends, workout partners, co-collaborators, and teammates. Scott has been a very active entrepreneur and fitness professional for many years. Scott has owned 3 fitness clubs and a personal trainer. He is absolutely crushing it online. Scott is a multipreneur, owned multiple businesses. He's a very successful internet marketer, network marketer, gym owner. He's owned practical businesses, and in the last couple of years, Scott has really, really learned how to be an online marketer. Scott has a very effective brand in multiple media sources. Scott has a brand on LinkedIn. Scott has a brand on Facebook, and he's unequivocally someone that you deserve to collaborate with. Scott is also a very, very skilled writer and someone that you definitely deserve to collaborate with. Scott does personal one-on-one coaching. He'll be offering his services at the end of the call, and he is a very, very exceptional human being. It is my unequivocal privilege to bring to you Mr. Scott Aaron. Scott, great to have you on tonight's call.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's an absolute honor, and it's just, you know, after listening for 3 years, being on the call with you is an absolute honor, and I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity.
Well, Scott, it's awesome to have you on tonight's call. I want to do a little background and cover, you know, where Scott Aaron really came from. Like most of us entrepreneurs, you were not an overnight success. You have been a very, very talented fitness professional. Can you tell us a little bit about your first business ventures as a teenager?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. So the health and wellness industry actually just fell into my lap. It wasn't on purpose. Everything happens for a reason. I had some family things that were going on, to completely unzip myself, my father had made some bad decisions in business and ended up going away to a federal prison for 2.5 years. And prior to that, had purchased our first gym, which was then put into my name. So at 19, I was pulled out of college at the University of Pittsburgh and was basically handed the keys to run our first gym. And that was back in 1999. And at that time, the gym was struggling. And by the time my dad came home 2.5 years later, I took the gym memberships from 250 to 1,200. Also in that time, I fell in love with it. I became a personal trainer and, you know, started doing what I loved, which was one-on-one personal training, and had a full book within 3 years. And it's been an amazing ride.
So at 19 years old, you are thrust into business on command. You know, by the time you're 22 years old, 3 years under your belt, what was one of the most valuable experiences you learned by being put in that position with no real training?
You know, the one thing that I learned, you know, I was going to college full-time as well. So I was up at 5. I was going to Temple at the time. I would be at school from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., drive right to the gym, and I would be there till 9 p.m. at night, you know, shuttling towels back and forth. Everything that I learned in college wouldn't really prepare me for what I learned in the real world. I had to grow up really, really fast. And being 19, running a not only just a fitness club, but a business, I was interacting. You know, my staff was 10, 12 years older than me. My members were also a little bit older for me. So the one thing that I learned is I had to adjust very, very quickly to my surroundings, and it really forced me to grow up to be obviously more responsible and, you know, more of an adult, which I learned a lot about the facts of running a business. There was a lot that went into it. So it was lessons that I can only learn in that situation, not really in college.
How big did you grow the gym business in Philadelphia in the next 10 years?
So, you know, after we got the gym up to about 1,200 members, we opened up a second location in 2002 in Northern Liberties, which was, you know, the neighborhood north of where we were in Old City, Philadelphia. And between the two clubs, within a year of that gym opening, we had well over 2,000 members. And, you know, they were both neighborhood gyms. We were staples of the neighborhood. I mean, literally, it was the Cheers of gyms, both of the places. As it so happened, there was another family that was interested in purchasing the gyms in 2003, and we ended up selling both clubs for $1 million. So at the age of 24, I actually became a millionaire. And, you know,
sounds glamorous, doesn't it, Scott?
You know, at the time, I remember sitting in the room signing the papers to sell the gyms, and we went to the Capitol Grill for lunch after to celebrate, and I remember, you know, what the feeling was like to see the numbers in the account. And to fast forward, it was a very big swing because, you know, my father, who I always had issues with in business, was back in the picture, and we opened up our current location, which I have right now, East Falls, through bad monetary decisions and financing. That $1 million of profit that we sold the two gyms for two and a half years later turned into $1.6 million in debt. And
I know that feeling, Scott. I've been there, $1.5 million in debt myself. And what many people don't understand is the glamour of owning a gym really means this. There's a lot of moving parts to owning any traditional business. There's payroll taxes. There's quarterly taxes. There's all the moving parts with employees that do and don't show up. Then there's all the government regulations that go on. Then there's the city situations that go on. You have to be a freaking rock star genius to be able to pull it off just to break even, would you agree?
It was a struggle, you know, and that's when my attention really started to turn to personal training, because all the money that was the gym was taking in had to get poured in. And, you know, I never took a paycheck, not one. My employees made more money than me because there wasn't money for me to get paid from.
However, this is the dues paying process. This is the toiling laboriously in the midnight hour. While other people have jobs and are on weekends and hanging out and getting toasted, hammered, swacked, and all the other situations, you're still working till 12 o'clock, 7 days a week, right, my compadre?
Yeah, absolutely. I was at my peak, I was doing about 80 hours a week.
I understand that. And you're supposed to be living a good life here in your 20s, though. You're barely getting by. How many years of barely getting by did you go through?
About 35 years. It was just until recently, till the last couple of years, where things really started to come together. And I didn't really realize that I was just getting by until I started to realize what I was truly capable of. You know, I was living within my means. I never went on vacation. There was a lot of anxiety, that stress that came along with what I did. I only got paid for when I performed my service. So I never went on vacation. I went 4.5 years without taking more than 3 days off. And even when I did go on vacation, the entire time I was stressed out about all the money that I was losing that week. So it wasn't glamorous. And the only way that I knew how to make it work was to work. And that's it. I literally filled every hour of every day that I could with someone so I could get paid.
So it's safe to say that you've developed good habits. habits, discipline?
I'm consistent.
So you're the kind of person that absolutely would want to attract to a network marketing business, a direct sales business. 3 years ago in the spring, a little over 3 years ago, you end up at one of my events with a very good friend of yours and an exceptional friend of mine, Joe DiBianca. It was an event hosted by Alexis Romano. Many people were on the call tonight were actually at that event, and some will remember them. I know Don Ferrantino was at that event. I know Tara, CG, Alexis. I remember meeting you back in the very corner of the room, and that was a day your life began to change. Do you remember that day?
Very, very clearly. I remember we actually went out to dinner the night before, and when I talked to Joe, he goes, you're going to hire him today. And I didn't really know what any of that meant. I never had a business coach. I'd always been just a self-made entrepreneur. And, at the break, came back to the decision table and made the decision to hire you as my coach. And I haven't looked back since.
And you really didn't have the money. I knew that. I mean, you were, but you didn't talk yourself out of it. You didn't have excuses. So let's fast forward to what's happened in the last 3 years, because there's some great people on tonight's call, and they want to really hear how they could take their game to the next level. So I'm going to fill in a couple blanks for you. You joined a network marketing business, and you're one of those few guys that were able to come into a business, and you were able – I mean, you're a superstar recruiter. You were able to put numbers on the board overnight. But here's what most people don't understand. You paid your dues in other industries. So people go, oh, my God. He's a flash in the pan. No, you paid your dues. You went, like you said, years with very little profit, very little sleep, running businesses with many moving parts. So you came into a business and you were able to put numbers on the board relatively quickly. However, in the last couple years, creating leads has become a real niche for you. So I've watched you in the last year reinvent yourself and take your game to the next level by creating leads in social media. Can you share with the folks on tonight's call a little bit about the niche that you've created for yourself and how many people are starting to really follow you and hire you to be their coach specifically in how to create online leads?
Absolutely. So when I said yes to network marketing just about 3 years ago, I reached out to Joe. I said, what do I have to do? And I'm very coachable. I'm very open to doing what is required, and Joe said this is exactly what you have to do, and he'll tell you I took it to the nth degree, and I just ran with it. And in my experience, I never had problem recruiting people. I never had problem enrolling people, and I realized that through this whole process, I was self-branding myself. I was starting to let go of the image of the personal trainer, and I started to take on the image of Scott Aaron because that's who I always wanted to be. What I also started to realize is actually something that I took from Alexis is that you need multiple streams of leads. You can't just focus on one. And, a lot of people, are using Facebook, and people were using LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram and everything else that was out there. And I always remember some of the best quotes are, you don't have to be good at everything. You have to be good at a few things. So for me, I was always really good at recruiting product users because what I was promoting on Facebook was a lifestyle of health and wellness and before and after, so people were always reaching out to me to find out what program I'm doing. And that's how it went. But as in anything goes, the more that you're doing it, the more that you kind of go through your warm market, people see it all the time. You start to see those inboxes come less frequently, and you start to see the leads start to drop off. And the way that I am as a person is that I've always wanted more leads than time. So when things started to slow down, I started to look for other avenues. I'm on YouTube. I tried Instagram for a little bit. I'm on Twitter. And then I thought to myself, where I was in my business, I was looking to take it to the next level. Not through product users, but through business builders. Because as much as I love coaching people through what I do, I wanted someone to run with me the way that I wanted them to run, which was literally taking a cannonball into my business and saying, what I said to Joe, what do I need to do? And I wasn't really finding many of those people on Facebook. So I turned to another social media platform, LinkedIn. And what I realized about LinkedIn is that it's a social media platform for business professionals, people that have jobs. If people have jobs, they have money. And if they have money, they're looking to increase that money. So I started to realize that people were on LinkedIn for two reasons and two reasons only: opportunities and money. And I realized that I needed to dive into this. So for me, I also researched and I found out that LinkedIn was the second most popular social media platform out there, 385 million people worldwide. So I said, you know what, I'm going to take a stab at this. These are business professionals. I want to have business conversations. Let's make a go at this. At the same time, I read a really interesting book that those who have worked with me, it's one of the first homework assignments they get. It's a book called Go for No. And what the book talks about is detaching yourself from the emotional outcome of the word no. Because all too often, when you're starting your network marketing journey, you're reaching out to your friends, family, loved ones, and you're told no, 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 no. So not only is there an emotional connection to the word no, but there's an emotional connection to that person. So I had to rewire myself a little bit. So I said, I read this book. I started to understand to detach myself from the emotional outcome of no, and I was actually starting to go for no. So I got on the LinkedIn, and I started connecting with everyone and anyone. I was writing messages, and I was literally just blindly just doing whatever I could. I didn't know what I was doing. As I started to work through it over the last few months, I started to realize that not only was LinkedIn a great place for business prospecting, it's a specific social media platform. So literally the skies opened up. Facebook, I started to realize, was a community of people using it the same way. You know, we're all teaching the same system. People show lifestyle. We do before and afters. We do pictures of our foods, our dogs, our cats, our kids, our food, our vacations, our friends, our family. Everyone's doing that, so it's going to attract the same thing. There's a whole different platform on LinkedIn, and it has to be used specifically towards you. So I realized that LinkedIn is a great place to voice your business language. I speak personal trainer. That is my business language. Whenever I do three-way calls and someone wants to talk to a gym owner or personal trainer, they think of me. So I thought to myself, if I can start recruiting people that speak the same language as me, have the same work path as me, they've maybe owned a gym, they've been a personal trainer, yoga instructor, someone in the health and wellness industry, I could have that kind of conversation with them where I can start to ask the right questions to paint the picture of where I was to where I am now and where they are and where they want to be. So I started to really increase the quality of my conversations. I was having conversations with the right people. I wasn't going to recruit a nurse or an educator because I don't know what their life is like. I don't know what they make. I don't know what their morning, day, and afternoon is like. But I do know everything a personal trainer does the minute they get up to the minute they go to sleep. So I started to fill my network of my connections with mirror images of me so that everything that I was doing on LinkedIn was having a more of an impactful way on the people that were looking what I was doing. So then when you started to build your network around you, you tap into those people networks of people that are just like them. So I took my connections without premium from 700 to 7,200 in the last 5 months.
That's outstanding. I took mine to 20,000, and I have a premium product. That's outstanding.
Thank you. And I'm at this point, Jeff, depending upon how much activity I have going on in a specific day with what I do on a daily basis, I'm setting up an average of 15 to 30 calls a week.
Okay, so let's talk about the practical application of it, because people are going, okay, LinkedIn sounds great, but, you know, how do I, you know, I love that term, how do I, you know.
Right.
No, it's why don't you, but let's talk about let's break down the practical application of how transactions get created, because that's what people really deserve to know, and you are unequivocally the man who can teach it. A little background on this is I started a prospecting clinic about 3 months ago, 2 months ago. I came up with the idea. I promoted it to over 200 people, joined it, and Carolyn Olson and I were creating leads on Craigslist. I was buying leads, and then I also started to showcase you as a lead creator. And many of the people that were in that private community in the Jeffrey Combs Live Prospecting Clinic, I started to showcase you in that event. And, I mean, your career virtually took off about 2 months ago in that platform, and it's just been phenomenal what's happened because you understand the conversion. You understand the analytics and the law of averages, and you also understand this, how to write great sales copy. Now, Scott, if you don't understand how to write copy, you can have the greatest leads in the world online, but if you don't understand the basic simplicity of it, and that's what you're going to show them tonight, is how to create the conversion, how to set it up and convert. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Because, once again, there's a recipe to it. What you're talking about is not trial and error. You've mastered that. You've mastered the inner game, and you're really mastering the inner game consistently as this phenomenon begins to evolve. So share with them a little bit about what happens once you – tell them what a connection is and what that really means.
Absolutely. So what I learned is that, you know, people on Facebook come to you. So there's really no promotion. There's no creation. You've created it by what you're doing on there, and they're coming to you to get on the product. So literally on LinkedIn, you have to create everything from the connection to the conversation to the close. So one story I can share with you is I was doing what I normally do, which is connecting with as many people as I could each day. I connect with anywhere between 50 to 75 people every single day. Now, not everyone accepts my connection, but I want the law of numbers so far in my favor that my number is guaranteed to grow. Once I make the connection with someone, I'm very genuine and real. What people don't understand is your profile really doesn't matter at all as long as there's no network marketing on it. If you have network marketing on your profile, you are closing the door of opportunity before it even opens for your people, because they go on there, they see it, and they're gone because of the stigma and societally what's going around about what we do. So you don't have that on there. So I removed all that, and I just became me. So as I connect with people, they start looking at what I'm doing. They want to connect with me, so they accept. So it's all about being genuine and real. You have to be authentic in everything that you do. So I don't send them a long verbally vomited message, check this video out, go to this link. I'm very real. I thank them for connecting. I let them know exactly who I'm looking for. I'm seeking to connect with people that are like-minded. You know, would you have some time next week to talk about how we can collaborate in the health and wellness industry? And that's all I send them. Short, sweet, and to the point. And short story, I connected with one of my old friends who actually just hired you, Pete Mattis.
My boy Pete.
So I connected with him on LinkedIn, and the funny thing is, Jeff, I don't even remember connecting with him because I'm in such a rhythm when I'm on there. I'm literally connecting and messaging anybody I can, and he wrote me back, and he goes, sure, let's meet for coffee, because he was in Philly. I met him for coffee, and we sat down, and I told him about the opportunity in person, and he wanted to look over some things. Fast forward, 2 weeks later, he said yes to the opportunity, and in the last 6 weeks, he has sponsored 28 people. He's hired you. He's went to an ICU, and he's already had his tickets for celebration, and he brought on his first business builder tonight. Those are the people that are out there. It's the law of numbers. It's not about closing everyone. It's closing specific ones. I enrolled a guy who was an ex drill sergeant, now personal trainer on an Air Force base in Alaska. That's how remote you can get with LinkedIn. And I'm doing nothing fancy. When my students will tell you, Jeff, they really say, that's it? That's all you're doing? That's all I'm doing. I'm literally creating conversation by being genuine and real. And you know what? Some people don't respond. Some people do. I just want to have as many conversations with people as I can. And I'll be the first one to tell you there are absolutely some people that I should not get on the phone with, but I'm a professional network marketer. So I'm going to practice my questions, even though I don't know if that person's the right fit or not. I at least want the practice so I can get better.
So in the application of LinkedIn, in the application of LinkedIn, a friend request is really a connection request. So in LinkedIn, the connections show up in rows of four. So someone asked me this today, well, who do you connect with? I mean, I trust my intuition, don't you?
Absolutely.
So I see someone that might be a fit for what I'm doing, so I will send them a connection request. Then the connection request comes back to us, then that's when the real skill begins. Would you agree?
Yes, and you know, the one thing that I learned is that you can actually track at your connections as they come in. You can literally marker where your most recent connection is, send a bunch out, wake up the next morning, and see how many you've gotten overnight so you know exactly who you need to prospect and email. That's I call it the windshield wiper effect. I send connections. I check back in the morning. I send a message. They come through. I set up a call. That's my method. I just keep the wheel spinning. So I'm having people inboxing me and responding to me day in, day out, all the time. I had 38 calls 2 weeks ago.
Because here's why. Because number one, you developed your habits at 19 years old. Would you agree?
Yes.
I mean, where you are today is a byproduct of the dues you paid 20-plus years ago. Now, this is what most people don't understand. If you want to be in the law of the few, meaning what very few people do, then you have to practice a simple emotional discipline followed with dedicated blocks of time. And once again, this is what sets people like Alexis Romano, Susan Sly. I mean, they've been paying dues for years, and this is what separates the average from the exceptional. Like you, Scott, I'll put in 12, 13 hours a day. And people go, what do you do daily? I'm like, pal, I don't even want to tell you because you're not going to grasp it. I mean, because if I tell you, then you're going to criticize me. So what's the point? I mean, all you do is work. No, dude, I own a business. It requires tax strategy, understanding, profit, lead generation, compounded effect, innovation and creativity, and set my ass in the freaking chair and do it, not wish about it, avoid it. I mean, it takes that kind of discipline. Now, that doesn't mean you work your ass off. It means that you learn how to do this, PRODUCE, and you are the producer, my superstar.
Thank
now, here's
you.
What many people are going to ask you. How do I? What do I say? What do I write? How do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this, right? You did what someone who has creativity and innovation. You figured it out. I mean,
I did.
You did it like I would. So you have to conceptualize and create innovation and creativity. This is what separates you from most of society. However, everyone on tonight's call can do what you did. You don't have a college degree, do you?
I do. I do.
Well, it's not something you flaunt. It's not something you used either.
It's a piece of paper.
I mean, I'm proud of mine. I graduated from Northwest Missouri State University, a degree in radio and television. I graduated 3.3, but it qualified me to get a job. And there's nothing wrong with having a job, but I knew I was never going to be wealthy trading time for dollars in someone else's dream in a place called corporate America. I mean, I started paying the dues early. But I started writing sales copy when I was 19 years old in a radio station, but I started doing it for myself when I was 23 years old, when I started creating postcard leads, newspaper ads, flyers, billboards, roadside signs, and all of those situations. You can't put a price tag on how important creativity and innovation is, right?
Absolutely.
One thing about you, Scott, is I never hear you talk yourself out of something. Meaning that your self-talk does not allow you, your reflexes go, I can't, I'm not sure, I don't know what to do. You live in the solution. Can you cover a little bit about how important that is when it comes to being able to be creative and innovative, when it comes to being able to create your brand, living in the solution?
Absolutely. I got to the point where I needed more leads. I wanted to have more conversation. I wanted to set my business into a quantum leap. So what do you do at that point? I had to create on demand. I figured it out. I just went on somewhere. I started messing around, and literally, Jeff, it fell into my lap. I started to get conversations. I started to take notes on what I was doing that was working. And as I was taking notes on what was working, I started to get calls again. You know, I tell people all the time, if you're not happy with the amount of calls that you have per week, then you're not doing enough.
There's a woman in Crested Butte, Colorado, on tonight's call. I coached her right before this call, Melissa Essig. She's one of your future superstar clients.
She's a superstar.
Melissa lives in a remote area of Colorado, God's country, in Crested Butte. But Crested Butte is like 4 hours from any airport in the United States. It's not like it's right around the corner. Melissa is a soon-to-be recovering teacher. She has a great team and a great upline. But what she required was leads as a teacher when she came home at 5:30. Now, I know she's closing sales specifically from some of the content you taught her. How did you take a teacher in Crested Butte, Colorado, and show her how to create leads online where she can close sales in two conversations?
Absolutely. So she came to me, and she had tried two other LinkedIn courses before that got her nothing. And
actually, it did. It got her in debt.
Yeah, she invested in it and it didn't bring her back anything. So we did our initial call, and I told her a little bit about what she should be doing. And what everyone should be doing is recruiting mirror images of themselves. And she's a teacher. So I said, you have to start searching, connecting, and collaborating with other teachers.
So that means you use the graph search bar, right?
Yeah, the regular search bar, I had her type in, and I did an example. I had her just type in school teacher. And it returned like 286,000 people that have that in their name. So I said, but you also want to connect with someone that is health conscious. So I said, let's put a comma next to it and type in personal trainer or yoga instructor. And it filtered down. It wasn't about what you put in there. You had to put something in there health-wise, because you want someone that's doing what you're doing work-wise, that has the mindset for health and wellness but doesn't have your vehicle. So I taught her this, and she started doing that. She started searching, connecting, and having conversations with other educators that had an interest, intrigue, or past or present job on the side as a wellness professional. And in 8 days, she set up 24 calls and closed 6 people.
You know, here's what else is inspiring about that. You can take the term teacher in graph search bar and put in teacher seeking employment. And then, mm-hmm. then they start popping up in multiple numbers. You can do that in any profession.
Anything.
Or vocation.
There was one I did the other day with one of my clients. They're in outside sales. So I had them put outside sales in. And that returned, literally 1.1 million people. A ridiculous amount. I said, put in outside sales, comma, personal trainer. And it returned maybe 1,000 people. But I said to her, that is 1,000 people that are just like you that are going to be willing to have a conversation with you if you get them on the phone. The other misconception is, Jeff, it's not that I'm against premium, but I figured out a way to grow your connections without having to pay for it.
That's good. So let's look at this also. That's awesome. So we're talking about all the numbers, but here's once again what people want to know, the conversion. So, all right, so let's say 400 people pop up in a profession, then how do you go from those 400 people to be able to create a connection request and then a message letter and then create a phone number? Because that's the conversion.
I have exact numbers for you. Exact. Because I started to really pay attention to this. With what I've been doing and what I send to connect with people once I make the connection, you have a 50% chance of connecting with every single person. They're either going to connect with you or not. Of the people that connect with you, when you send them the right message to get them on the phone, you have a 33% chance of getting a message reply back that they want to talk.
They get you in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame,
33%. 33%, you're going to get a return. And the more people you want to respond, the more emails you send. Then when you get someone on the phone and you get to the follow-up, you have a 25% chance of closing every single person, every single one, because either they say yes on the phone, they say no on the phone, they don't show up on the phone, and they reschedule. Those are the only four outcomes that come from that. And there's no objections either. There's just things that you have to overcome to get them on the phone.
So let's talk about, these are skills. These are innate skills that require reflexes. One of the number one reflexes, don't talk yourself out of an opportunity. Would you agree?
Absolutely, 100%.
So one of the most common terms that the average person says is, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. What do I say? What do I do? Who do I become? How do I peel myself off the ceiling?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The things people say to themselves to talk themselves out of being millionaires, it's tragic, isn't it?
It is, and I just realized that I don't care how hard I have to work, because it's not work. It's fun. I like talking to people. I like connecting. I like the fact that with LinkedIn, Jeff, you create the connection. You create the conversation. You create the enrollment. You're not waiting for them to message you. You're messaging them. If you want more calls, then you have more calls.
And here's a key component,
Scott.
You're
waiting for your inbox to blow up.
Leads have to be part of your identity, and this is what many people don't grasp, is that lead creation requires creativity and innovation. In the book Start With Why, Simon Sinek breaks it down so much, how most people have been conditioned to be in the neocortex of their brain, in their analytical left brain. Seldom does most of society allow themselves the luxury or permission to live in their limbic brain, their right brain, their emotional brain, their intuitive brain. This is why people go, I know you hate, how do I? No, I don't hate it. What it does is it hinders and it limits your ability to be creative. Because the average American has been preconditioned to be in a left-right world. They use their left brain first, which is their analytical neocortex of their brain, not their limbic brain, their intuitive, creative brain. And being able to create a lead requires creativity. Leads must become a way of life. So you're skilled enough now that you could go to any forum and create a lead because you understand the analytics of it, the inner game. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I have no doubt.
Break that down a little bit about really what happens in a conversation and what happens when you're fact-finding, rapport building, and qualifying a lead for your time. You and I are similar, but we're uniquely different because we're different personalities. But what
right.
do you do to really find out if this is someone I want to spend time with?
So I look at their profile for one, but I'm up for conversation because there's a lot that you could find out about someone that they might not put on their profile. So I make every phone call about the person. I have their profile in front of me. I get them on the phone, and I just read off of it. Jeff, I see you do some coaching. You're in health and wellness. You know, do you split your time evenly between the two, or do you have a focus on one? Tell me a little bit about what you do.
So you're conducting a relaxed interview. Is that correct?
What's that?
You're conducting a relaxed interview.
Yeah. I make it about them.
You're not throwing up on them, telling about how you're going to cleanse the milli out of their intestine. Is that right?
I let them vomit on me. I literally turn the conversation to them, and I want them to talk about themselves as much as they want because then they've been heard. I've been listening. I'm paying attention. I'm then taking notes mentally about what they're telling me, key points, so I can build my story around what they're saying. But here's the thing. There's already a connection because every person I talk to is just like me. They're in some way, shape, or form have been or still are a personal trainer. So I know all the right things to say anyway because I'm speaking to myself.
Yeah, it's called niche marketing.
People are recruiting the wrong people. If you're a nurse, you start recruiting nurses. If you're a teacher, you start recruiting teachers. If you're in banking, start recruiting bankers because you guys speak all the same language. People on LinkedIn want to talk to themselves. That's what I learned. They want to talk to mirror images of themselves because they're looking for something more. And you're going to get quality people because if they have a job, they have money. So if you ask them, are you thinking about increasing your income and how can you do that? We have a way to do that. And that's what we share with them.
Another hindrance that many people create is they have a story before they engage a lead. They talk themselves out of the connection before they get there so they can justify avoiding the whole process. Cover a little bit about attachment, how important it is not to be attached to your story and the outcome.
I actually talked about this exact thing with one of my clients today, and she said, I'm a little bit uncomfortable doing this. I said, you're choosing to be uncomfortable doing this. I said, you're comfortable doing what you're doing right now on Facebook because you've been doing it for so long, but weren't you uncomfortable when you first started doing it? And she goes, yeah. I said, well, there's no difference here. You know, you're going to suck in the beginning, but just get better. You just got to keep doing it. Don't give the feeling of being uncomfortable the energy it deserves. Move past it. It's not a big deal. It's a phone call.
Your uncomfortability then creates a mixed message. It creates a gap and a delay in your communication style between the way your brain wires and fires. It takes you back to familiar feeling, overwhelms you. Then the body secretes a neurochemical, and there you are, right back in your emotionally addicted self, saying this doesn't work.
You know, what I learned from you, Jeff, the importance of having a script. And it's not about having, you know, your script. It's about creating your own. Because if you can create a system of what you do with what you're doing, it becomes familiar, it becomes comfortable, and it becomes relaxed. So literally, everything I do on LinkedIn is the same. Every phone call is the same. Every question is the same. Every closing is the same. Because then I'm not thinking, I'm just doing.
That creates auto-suggestion. It means there's the repetition and experience that creates an algorithm in the brain, meaning that's how you create familiarity. And this is what most people never do because they don't do enough of it they don't go from good to great. They stay average. And if they don't get instant gratification, it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. How do I? How do I? How do I?
Right.
But this is the 2-year process. I mean, I watched C.G. Siddons for 13 months. She wasn't an overnight success, but look at her today. Alexis
yeah.
Romano was not an overnight success. Susan Sly was not an overnight success. After 6 years of network marketing, I was $100,000 in credit card debt. After being an entrepreneur for 20-plus years, I was $1.5 million in real estate debt. I mean, very few people stay in the game long enough, number one, to master their emotions, number two, to learn the repetition and experience required to be very skilled. It's a skill set. So what Scott is teaching you tonight is a specific skill set in a niche way to create a lead. That's what he's mastering. But, you know, he's good at it. You can be equally as good at it if you would do what he would do. You don't have to spend 19 years owning a gym. You require about 19 days doing the same thing over and over, or 91 days, or 900 days, whatever. I almost said it. Whatever it is, you got to do it. That was almost a WTF moment.
Almost. You know, Jeff, the crazy thing is that, you know, when people learn what I'm doing, they start getting results, leads, calls within 8 days. And they're amazed because it actually makes them a better network marketer because everyone is afraid of cold calling. And this is cold calling without cold calling.
Well, it's a warmer lead is what it is. It's a softer lead. It's a warmer lead.
It's a woman that you're talking to complete strangers that you only know by a profile and a message, but it feels better because you actually can see the person's name, you know a little bit about them, you've communicated, but there are so many little things that I've learned with LinkedIn, with publishing posts, and I wrote a post in a group today, and I was showing some of my clients. It was just an engaging post that had a call to action at the end of it. I wrote in there, you know, I made one decision 3 years ago that's changed my life, and it hasn't been the same ever since. I had 3 people in that group message me, what's your secret? People are writing the wrong things, or they're not writing things at all. If you're not using LinkedIn and you're not getting anything from it, you deserve to know how. And I figured it out. I'm catching people up from what I've been putting in for the last 10 months.
In today's world, you require unequivocally Facebook skills. Facebook has changed the whole face of the way we do business. I personally love Facebook. I mean, I love it. I'm on it 7 days a week. I use it for fun. I use it for business. I use it for pleasure. It has unequivocally changed the way I do business. LinkedIn is an add-on to me. LinkedIn is an addition to it. And LinkedIn doesn't replace Facebook for me. That's my own personal preference. But LinkedIn is a great vehicle to create leads and add exposure. And I mean, the way you can create leads in LinkedIn is very inspiring. And you are really, really making a difference in the way people are able to create leads. I mean, what happens when you have more leads than you have time, Scott?
Amazing things happen to your business. I have two people that I enrolled off of LinkedIn. They're both going to the ICU in Chicago. I mean, that's what happens. You meet people that they're ready to do the business. They jump in. If you're looking to build a business, you want to take your business to the next level, you need people that want to do that too. You need people that, you know, there's no product questions. They just want to get on the product. They want to know what calls you got to plug into. They want to know what system they're doing. It's the people that you're really looking for. You have to go find them.
Let's go through a process. So you bring a great point up. So you attracted, and that's what it is. This is attraction marketing. You attracted two people in a city not next door to you, and now you're going to and I'm going to keep the company generic. You're going to an event, your company, you're going to a company that you're in, and we'll keep the mm-hmm. name generic. You're going mm-hmm. to attend an event, and you met these people off LinkedIn how long ago?
I met the one, both of them I met about 3.5 months ago, and one enrolled with me on the second call, and she used the products for about 2 months and then said, I have people that are interested, and she's now building. And then the other I spoke to 4 months ago, said not right now, reached back out to me 3 weeks ago and said, I'm ready, and now she's in.
Now, are these two connected, or are they separate leads?
Separate.
Okay, so now you have two organizations in one city off LinkedIn in less than 4 months.
Yes.
That's a good return on energy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
ROE, return on energy.
100%, Jeff.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's what it's about.
What would you say some of the biggest mistakes that people make on LinkedIn are?
Some of the biggest mistakes are focusing too much on your profile, putting things that close the door, having network marketing blasted all over your LinkedIn page, like I said, closes the door. If you're going to connect with someone, do not verbally vomit a message to them.
Oh, you mean like, I'm an XYZ company, you really need to take a look at this. Have you heard of my XYZ company?
Yeah, literally, you just vomit. You're literally closing every door that can be open to you. Third is your people connect with the wrong people. You don't want to just connect with anyone. You want to connect with specific people. And the other thing is, Jeff, what people are doing wrong, they don't know how to use LinkedIn. That's what everyone's doing wrong. There's people that just have profiles. They're just sitting there that they could be capitalizing off of. And I actually watched two separate webinars for two other LinkedIn trainers, and they are not doing anything that I'm doing. So I know what I'm doing is right, and it works.
You know, also, a little-known fact is the more you understand LinkedIn, the more ways there are to connect with people. I found this out a little over a year ago, that if you take the cursor and go on your profile and go over where it says connections, it drops down and it says alumni. If you list any place that you've graduated from, high school, college, organizations, then mm-hmm. you click on alumni, it pulls up everyone that you went to your college in the year that they graduated.
You can. There's also a way I figured out, Jeff, that you can guarantee 5,000 connections automatically. And you can send out up to 5,000 connections, and every week to 10 days, there's an area on LinkedIn under your pending request that people connect to you. You can drop down a little arrow, and you can cancel requests of people that have not accepted, so it doesn't take from your 5,000.
That's amazing.
Everyone that has the regular version is guaranteed 5,000 connections.
That's the free version, right?
The free version. But I have the free version, and when I got to the limit, I asked for more, and they said okay. So literally, I have 7,200, and I haven't had to upgrade a premium. But you got to understand, Jeff, a lot of the people that have LinkedIn right now have 81 connections, 300 connections, 500 connections. If you're adding 4,500 connections, do you know how much business you can get out of that?
Take simple discipline.
Yeah.
Scott, how can someone get a hold of you, and do you have an offer for us on tonight's call?
Absolutely. I have a website, scottaron.net. It has more information about what I do. You can always send me a direct message. I'm always giving out free 10-minute calls explaining a little bit more in detail about what I do. And if someone is interested past that, I can tell them how they can work with me directly.
One more time, how can they reach you?
You can go to my direct website, scottaron.net. So it's scottaron.net. Or you can just send me a message on Facebook. It's Scott Aaron. And we can always set up a free 10-minute phone conversation.
I'm also proud to announce that you will be the keynote speaker at the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop in November in Stockton, California. So that will be early November for all of my Breakthroughs coaching clients, that you'll be doing at least 1 hour each day on Friday and Saturday. Scott Aaron, thank you for being a first-class, delivering first-class content on tonight's More Hearts Than Talent call. And once again, that's Scott Aaron, Scottaron, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Scott is a first-class human being, a multipreneur, and a great personal development self-improvement coach that you unequivocally deserve to connect with. You will see Scott and I doing more events together, webinars, in many places around the United States. Thank you very much, Scott. For those of you on tonight's call, thank you for being on tonight's call. Next Saturday, I will be in Long Island, New York with Don Ferrantino, Joy Schoenholtz, and Kelly Bartoletti. Look forward to connecting with you at that event, May 21st, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you'd like to take advantage of a free 15-minute coaching call, feel free to contact me on Facebook, send me your number, and I will get back with you, or you can contact me directly at 209-932-0227. Thank you very much, and have a great evening, everyone.